Hi everyone, welcome to a special episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio with Molly McCord. And today I wanted to dive into a topic that I think is going to give some deeper understanding about what it means to be an astrologer. And maybe you didn't think about that, and maybe it's just something where you want to hear more about what it means to do a metaphysical profession. But I'm going to share with you a little bit of what happens behind the scenes in my world here, because I think it's good information just to share and know that this world of astrology and even metaphysics is so much more popular than a lot of people know. So I had a little provocative title there about are you embarrassed to be an astrologer? Because I want to share with you some of the things I've experienced as an astrologer. I have studied astrology for 25 years, and I've been doing it professionally for 10 years, which really isn't that long. There's people out there who've been doing it decades longer than me, of course. And yet, I've been able to connect with hundreds of people in so many countries around the world. And I guess to get to the heart of what the title of this show is, am I embarrassed to be an astrologer? Absolutely not, because the best things in my life have come about through astrology. And that's a big statement to make, but this is what I mean. The most amazing people have come through because of astrology. I've connected with people in business, in the entertainment industry, people who are famous, people who are not famous, people who want to make a difference, people who want to be better in their lives, who want to heal themselves, who want to know themselves better. And astrology has been this amazing tool to practice and fine-tune to help people understand more about themselves, the cycles of their lives, what they're really here to heal, what they're here to understand. I just spoke with a gentleman yesterday who has been in law enforcement for years, and I could see in his chart what he's been coming off of in terms of what he had to heal in himself after years of being a police officer and dealing with a lot of violence and crime. So I deal with people of all ages. I've worked with 8-year-olds. I've worked with teenage girls. I've worked with teenage boys. I've worked with people in their 80s. I've connected with people of all backgrounds, all nationalities, and it's amazing how it's astrology that can help people and how it can really connect you with more peace. And so for all the ways that that astrology can be misunderstood and misused and abused out there, those who are practicing it with integrity, with education, with responsibility, with respect, I believe that there are many astrologers who are doing wonderful work for their clients and doing it in a way that furthers humanity, in a sense, furthers what we are here to know about ourselves and how we are here to understand it. Now, there are many types of astrology. It originated thousands of years ago in India, and that is known as Vedic astrology. And I can tell you that I know nothing about Vedic astrology. That is not my specialty. I practice more Western astrology, and more specifically, I like evolutionary astrology, which deals with how you are growing in this lifetime. But there are different fields and genres of astrology that make it quite dynamic and complex. There's horary astrology, there's event astrology, there's medical astrology, and on it goes. So there's all these different subfields of it. And, of course, as in any profession, there are different theories and philosophies that astrologers use, or how they approach their work and how they help people. And I believe that is so perfect, because chances are how they approach astrology and what they share matches up with people who are wanting to receive those same insights and that same perspective. So the variety is a strength. It is a sense of, you know, the way that we each offer our gifts to the world is right on time for what people are looking for and what they need. The thing about astrology, I think, that's interesting is how in the mass media, it's very much about sun signs. And even, I would say even 10 years ago, 20 years ago, there's a lot of misunderstanding and misinformation. Well, okay, if everyone falls within one of the 12 sun signs, then that must mean we're all going to have the same kind of month, the same kind of day. You know, anything you see in a magazine or in a newspaper, any kind of mass media publication is so general. And I think it can give astrology, it does it a disservice to how specialized it truly is. Because you can read some of those monthly horoscopes, and maybe part of it's true, but most of it isn't, and you think, oh, astrology isn't for me, or it's not accurate, or it makes no sense, or it's baloney. That's, I think, what happens is a lot of people start there, and they maybe don't take it further. I think to really get the most out of astrology, you have to have a personal reading. You need to have it personalized, individualized. It really has to connect with you. And that's usually a turning point for people, is they have a reading with a trusted professional who knows what they're doing, and it can just blow open doors, and you can just be wowed. You know, I love actually skeptics, and I'm totally open to those kinds of conversations, because I get the fact that we challenge things and we want to see it. We want proof. We want to understand it. We look for certain things to demonstrate that it's real. But what I've experienced and my philosophy on this is that it has to be something that you experience individually that pertains to your life, and that's usually when some of the skepticism can decrease or die down. Because when something really connects with you, then you have the choice to be more open-minded, or you think, well, maybe there's something here. Maybe there's something going on that makes more sense than I realized. Now, my philosophy as well is that I do not ever campaign or convince people to understand astrology or to be interested or to, quote-unquote, believe in it. I don't put any of my energy towards that. That's not important to me. Rather, I connect with the people who are already here, who are already interested, who already have the ability and willingness to learn or understand more. There are, I think, people who can create this, it's almost like a sense of, you have to prove to me that this works. And my response is, no, I don't. I don't have to prove anything. And if you don't want to understand it or do research or have a reading, that's completely cool. You shouldn't do it then, right? You shouldn't do something you don't really want to do. And it's one of the things I've learned through the years is that you really have to choose what you want to go to battle for, or what you want other people to understand. I believe in people's free will and their ability to choose what is best for them. And if someone has no interest in astrology, I have no interest in talking about it with them. I've learned that is really the best approach for me, and all I can tell you is what works for me, and I know that there's other astrologers who would have a different perspective or a different approach, and that's great, but this is just what I have found to be comfortable, is that that isn't my position, that isn't my desire, isn't to make this something that you have to believe and you must agree with me. I mean, all of that goes back to, I think it goes back to religious dogma. I think it goes back to kind of this outdated missionary energy of, you know, you have to, I'm spreading the word and this is what it is, and you have to jump on this bandwagon. And I don't ever want that to be something that is imposed or that comes across. Rather, if you are interested in astrology and you want to learn more, great, we talk about it, let's do that. But it's not something that needs to be imposed or sold to people. Yes, it's good to have education. Yes, it's good to, you know, be able to share and be able to communicate why it's of interest or how it's a benefit to people. But when you turn to selling something, campaigning or convincing, that's a persuasive energy that is that can be manipulative. You know, it just has a different feel to it. And I find that that doesn't fit for me or for my energy. So what I've learned in my years of being an astrologer is that I like to just connect with people who already have this common ground of interest. And I'm not someone who leads with it. I don't introduce myself that way. I don't even initiate topics on it, like with new people I meet or social settings. It's really not how I relate to people initially. If we find out we have that as a common interest, that's great, but I don't lead with it. And that's, again, my choice. But I think that's a way to get to know people and also to feel it out and know your audience. Know your audience. You don't have to do anything when there's a genuine connection and genuine interest there. But you can really turn people off and really be invasive if you are, I would say, selling to someone who doesn't want to buy. And I think that's a really cool place to be right now, because for centuries, astrology was viewed as something to persecute people over, when really astrology was one of the first ancient tools that was used by many cultures to understand the cycles of the seasons, to understand, okay, when does summer start? When does fall start? When does winter start? And using the cycles of the season to work with agriculture, the crops, there was a sense of livelihood. You know, you didn't want to miss when you needed to plant your seeds, because then you would not have your crop to feed your village later on in the summer or the fall. So it all started out of survival, but also just understanding, well, if you could understand the cycles of the growing season, what other cycles could you understand? And, of course, it wasn't until there was a really strong telescope that we could see further out into the sky. But for the longest time, you could only see, the naked eye could only see as far as Saturn. And so that was the furthest planet that was worked with and understood. It was the boundary of the universe, of the solar system. And so when it's so typical, it seems, in history that when there is wisdom to be understood, when there's actually something useful here, other dominant forces want to either take it over or hush it and put it away. And so astrology went into the Dark Ages because of the church. Of course, I'm being very general here. Just to keep this moving along. But it went into the Dark Ages. People were persecuted. It was not something of God. It was something sinful. Astrologers were the worst, and so on and so forth. And yet that just put the practice underground. And it wasn't fully dead. It was just practiced in more discreet, secretive ways until it was safe to come back out. And, you know, during the Renaissance period, there was a new reemergence of astrology, not fully accepted, but still it was not forgotten. And in our recent times, we'll call them our modern times, astrology has been a tool that's been used by rich people, famous people, celebrities, business people, still. But it's been hidden because of the mass misunderstandings about astrology. And so, like I said earlier, I've worked with many people that you would never think would be into astrology. You just never would know. And, of course, I would never tell you because I don't ever talk about who my clients are or who I've connected with. But that's what's so fascinating to me is that even though it's so hush-hush, it's actually widely practiced. The same with people who go to see psychics and who get readings and they want information. I think it stems from that human survival need of what can I plan for? How can I minimize risk? How can I increase opportunities? And how can I move through something in a more powerful way? And so it comes to a conversation about, well, what do you believe, right? Do you believe in astrology? And do you believe that it's accurate? I'll tell you a story. One of my mentors, I've had a few really good astrology mentors. One of my mentors said to me, this was 10, 12 years ago, she said, well, it doesn't require believing. And that always stuck with me. It doesn't require believing. You think about it, and the more that you know about astrology, you think, well, let's see. Do I have to believe in gravity for gravity to exist? Do I have to believe in the ebbs and flows of the ocean for the tides to exist? Well, what happens is that, you know, the ocean tides are connected to the energy of the moon, which is the closest to Earth. And the moon in astrology represents our daily life in terms of our emotional world, our inner place, our ability to feel safe, our home environment, our mother and mothering. The moon is the fastest moving around the Earth. The energies change. And so you start to see all these connections that can show up. And you have to believe in that for it to be real for you. Well, I think that's a question that only you can answer. But I think that if you were serious about understanding astrology more, you would look at how the energies of your day sync up with what's in your natal astrology chart. And that's really the way to determine the accuracy of it for you. Because when we say, oh, the moon's in Scorpio, I mean, that could absolutely mean nothing to you. and you don't even make a connection between how that would apply to your emotional world, or if you're dealing with some deep fears, or if you have a lot of financial issues happening that feel unstable, or you're looking at some deeper emotions going on. I mean, those are some generalities about the moon in Scorpio. But then you would look at it at how that plays out in your chart, in your personal natal chart, and you'd get more information. So the astrology of today is actually, I think it's in use more than people even realize. I think that's also thanks to the internet, for good or for bad. Just as in any profession, there are those who are really good at what they do in their career and really good at what they practice. And then there are others who don't know what they do and they just copy words, and it's a really bad astrology. I've seen really bad astrology. I've seen fewer really good astrology. So I like to say that because just know that there's, I would say a good 60%. I just think, oh, I don't know if this is doing people enough service. I hope it's not doing them any harm. but it's not top-notch astrology. What we see a lot these days with astrology is how there are, again, things we can witness with those in the public eye to understand the energies more, and understand what's happening, and understand what they're learning. A while ago, over a year ago, I was writing something about I saw an article on Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt and how they were going through this really tumultuous divorce. And astrologically, you know, I'm going to talk about it from that angle. I could see it coming for years, that this wasn't really a stable, secure connection, and that, you know, there was the public persona and the profiles they put out there. But astrologically, it was like, when is this? This is not looking so great. I mean, there's a lot of deeper fears, issues, turmoil, stuff going on here that doesn't make for a healthy relationship. And so when they did break up, and I wrote about it on one of my Facebook pages, somehow that information that I shared, it went out to all these people who are not interested, let's say, in astrology, and they attacked me so hard. They were so severe, so brutal. And I've done this enough to know that it's okay. I mean, in the sense that it's to be expected when your information goes to people who aren't interested. They're not the target market. I didn't write this information for them. And I actually found a lot of their comments hilarious. And but it was a really good checking in point for me because I felt so strong. I felt so, like, I wasn't fazed by it. I didn't care, in the sense that this doesn't affect what I do professionally, and it doesn't affect the fact that I'm helping hundreds of people on their path. But you get that at times when you're in these professions where there's a lot of misunderstanding or perhaps lack of interest, and people just don't know the language, or it's just not for them, right? I mean, how many topics in the world are specialized and you can't expect the broader public to understand them? So I think I actually thought of it as a graduation. That's like, okay, yeah, I'm really, really solid because I can be attacked with 150 comments and I'm not fazed and I'm not worried about it. And it's actually kind of amusing because none of these people matter to what I'm doing. And I think it is a bit of a rite of passage. And I can tell the difference between a newer astrologer and an older astrologer, like someone who has been through the fire. And you have some battle scars, and you know, right, what's going on with some of the places people can go with this information. But you also know within yourself what you're doing. And I am so proud to be an astrologer and to help people on their path because, I might even get emotional here. People often come to me when they're going through something hard or they're struggling. Maybe they want a birthday, you know, reading, or they want to check in on something, or they've turned a corner and they want good news. But people will come when they're going through something difficult. And I'm in the role of being a guide, an inspiration, but also a confidant. Because people confide their hardest struggles with you, and that's where they're really looking for support. At least, again, these are the kind of people that I attract. I usually really work with people who are in their heart space. The heart chakra, the heart support, heart healing is usually the people that I work with. There's other astrologers who probably work more with, say, cerebral or mental level. And I usually work on that spiritual, emotional level. And people are looking for a remembrance of their power, of their choices, of how to move through something. This too shall pass. And what they can do about it. In the past week, I've had clients who are in the middle of something really, really hard, and sometimes they just need you to share that space with them while also giving them the bigger perspective, because the timing is key. The timing element. I believe the timing is always on your side, even when it doesn't feel that way. But there's something else that's working in your favor, and I believe it is the timing. I believe it is helping people along that path, whether it is the darkest days, and some of those dark days and dark nights, they can last for a while. But that's because when you're really fully absorbed in something and you're really experiencing it, it has the power to shift you in a way that takes you to more of who you are, what you want, what your potentials are in this world, your truer sense of happiness. It really can do that for you. So being that person they connect with, it's a great responsibility and a great honor. And so not only am I proud to be an astrologer, it's an honor to be able to hone in on something for somebody and just get to the heart of it pretty quickly. Overall, it doesn't take weeks or even months. You can see it. You know, the skilled astrologers can help you hone in on what you're learning, on what's going on. And that right there can give you so much peace. So much peace. To just sort of know you're right on time. You know, this might not be exactly the best time of your life, but it's not going to stay this way forever. And there's ways to make the most of it as you move through it. The fact that we can get that perspective can help you depersonalize it and detach a bit too, which I think is really empowering, because sometimes in our lives we're in these really, you know, dark places, hard times, big struggles, deep pain, and you can get way too wrapped up into it and miss the higher perspective or the bigger timing of it all. I came to astrology when I was a teenager, and I would read, I don't even remember how I found my first book, but I just kept reading it because I loved learning the symbology and the language, and I loved understanding more about the deeper meaning and looking at the case studies. And it was when I was 16 that I had my first professional reading with an astrologer, and she described my chart, and it was the first time I actually saw my own natal chart. And she's like, you have two grand trines, and you have a T-square, and you have a kite. And I was like, I don't know what any of that means. What does that mean? And so that spurred me forward to understand what a grand trine meant or what the T-square was about. And it helped me understand myself better. And when I would have those, you know, the inner blocks or the inner places that I didn't know what to do, or I felt like I was at war with myself. That helped me understand it more. Plus, just trusting more of who I am or what I'm here to do. All of that helped lead me forward. And as I went through my 20s and my 30s, I had some really big life transits. And astrology is what I kept coming back to understand it. And even if you're never a professional astrologer, I think it helps maybe to understand what's going on in your chart for your own peace of mind, because only you really know fully and completely, 100%, the full story of you. And so you can have a session with somebody and they give you a lot of good information, but they're never going to get all of it. Only you have all of it. And so the more you learn about astrology and you can apply it to your life and to what you're learning and you get these aha moments, it can take you out of your limitations and see more of what's happening and more of what's unfolding. And so I've always used astrology in my own world, sort of as my own personal case study. I've also used it when I felt skeptical. And I'll be honest with you about that, because I have a strong mind. And a lot of us, we have strong minds, right? And you question it. is this happening? Is this true? Is this real? Where's the proof? Where's the proof? And time and again, the proof would show up. And something would be proven accurate or proven true. Or I would think, oh, wow, I'm so glad I had a heads up about that. It was back in 2006, 2007, 2008, when Pluto was going over my ascendant. My ascendant is in the late degrees of Sagittarius. It's actually where the galactic center is. And Pluto going over your ascendant, any astrologer will tell you, well, wow, that's life-changing. Yes, absolutely, it was. And astrology helped me get a timeline on that of the years that would be life-changing so that I could just ride the waves of it and adjust my expectations considerably. And I feel like that's one of the gifts here is that the more you know your own chart and you study it a bit and you put in the time to understand it, you really learn more about your life patterns, your life timing. I was speaking with somebody, and I could tell in their chart they had been married many times. I could also tell in their chart that they were very quick to marry. And the guidance was, you know, slow down this relationship because that's going to help you set it up differently and set it up properly in a way you haven't done before. So slow it down. So you understand that. You can understand, too, perhaps why some people marry later in life or why some people marry earlier in life. All of that's in your chart. It's right there. And I love it when people are learning astrology because they're really learning about themselves and understanding more of the information that is right there for them. Now, we're living in a time that astrology is coming even more out of the dark ages, even more into the light. There's more people who are learning astrology, who are practicing it, who are applying it in their life, and who are even just a little bit curious. I don't think it's the masses, of course. I don't actually have the expectation that it ever would be, but that's not even necessary. It's more about what tools support you in your life and what tools help you understand yourself. One of the things that I'm so secure about is that as an astrologer, I know I help people and I know that that is the gifts of this job and that there's a lot of ripple effects that come from that. But I also feel more secure than ever that it really doesn't matter what other people think when you really know it for yourself, when you really believe it for yourself and you really have seen the benefits of it and the peace it brings people, the empowerment it brings people. And so when I talk about being an astrologer, like what I'm thinking of are all my clients who are amazing people that, again, I'm so honored to even connect with and to even offer them anything of value in an hour because I don't think that we're here on the planet to struggle and suffer with nothing to go on. And there are many tools that people can use depending on, you know, any number of factors. There's so many different tools that can support you and help you. And I believe we need that. We need that. And astrology is one such tool that allows us to kind of get a grip or a handle on this crazy human ride that we go through. No two charts are the same, not even for twins, because twins are not born at the same exact second or the same exact moment. And it's understanding, too, that of course you would be unique and your experiences would be unique. And your experiences are different at different times. We all have this socializing that we go through as we're growing up depending on where you live, you know, the country, the culture, and all those socioeconomic factors, we all have that conditioning. But as we start to spread our wings and step out of the nest and go out into the real world, you see how certain things line up for you. You know, you start to really take on your own life's timeline that looks different than perhaps the peer group you grew up with. And this is why some people go off to college and some people go into the armed services, or some people start working, or they start traveling, or they get married and they have kids. It's like things open up and you step more fully into who you are, whether that's conscious or unconscious. And astrology can help guide you with that. I remember in my 20s, a lot of friends getting married. But I was like, you know, I don't think I'm even getting married until my mid-30s. And I didn't get married till I was 36. So it kind of gives you that validation of that's not my path. What is my path? And astrology can help you understand that. And getting back to having a personal session, again, you need to have, it's about having a personal session with that astrologer you connect with who has the ability to get to the heart of the information you want, because there's, again, there's different specialties. There's financial astrologers. There's relationship astrologers. There's spiritual astrologers. So, you know, it's getting to that kind of a person who can give you that information. And it's also understanding how it's more available than ever before. It's really an exciting time to be an astrologer, to be sharing this information, to be reaching clients all over the world, people, connected with people all over the globe. And I feel like there is a resurgence of this understanding of what it brings to people, the value it has for people. I think, too, that because it's so personal, the information is so personal that people have a right to keep it personal, to keep it to themselves. You know, not everyone needs to say, oh, I love astrology, or I talk to my astrologer every year. I don't think that's a fair expectation to have on people because of how personal it is for them. And maybe that will happen. Maybe it'll be something that people are more open about. But until then, I'm finding it to be really rewarding to just help people as they need it, to be someone who is also learning more about it. I mean, I never stop learning about it. There's some great conferences that happen. Some conferences are annual. Some conferences are every 2 years or so. There's a big one coming up in May 2018. It's called UAC, and it's the United Astrology Conference. It's going to be in Chicago, the end of May. And if you want to really immerse yourself into astrology and meet some amazing people, you should go to an astrology conference. And you will see so many topics discussed. It's a great avenue for furthering your studies and your learning, connecting with not only different astrologers, but different students and different people who have the same interests. It's just a really cool thing. I know when I've gone to astrology conferences, I just love learning. I love learning from all these different perspectives and all the different layers of wisdom that comes forth. So know that it's a really awesome time, I think, to be involved in astrology, to see it in your own life. A good website for getting into more information is astro.com. You can input your personal information and see your astrology chart and read about it, astro.com. And please know it's a lot of information. It really is. It's why people do this for years before they are really a professional, because you have to do so much studying and understanding and case studies and synthesis and bringing it together that it takes years to get there. And it's good to know that, because you're dealing with people's lives. And that is worth being prepared to discuss. It's worth the studying. I studied, as I said, with a few different mentors, and I did a few different programs even. I remember it was in the 90s or the aughts where I did a mail order study program where they would mail me the homework, and I did it, and they sent it back in. I know that sounds so archaic now. Books out there, a lot more books out there. One of my mentors did a lot online in forums before. That was kind of a thing. But if you can find some astrology forums where people talk about it online, that would be awesome, just to kind of get your foot in there more or understand it more. I do offer 101 astrology, usually once a year. I will be doing an online course in 2018, so you can find out more about that if you go to my website, consciouscoolchic.com, and that's where I will post updates about that. I've also found that it's a great profession to figure out what works for you and how you want to connect with people. I used to think that doing in-person readings would be great, and because I'm intuitive and I pick up on energies, I find it to be a distraction. I have to do things over the phone so I can focus and concentrate and not take in too much stimuli or distractions. So that's been one of the things I've learned about being a professional astrologer. I feel like if you're listening to this, a part of you understands the value of it and trusts that and follow breadcrumbs, follow what interests you, follow what you want to learn more about. A lot of people want to do relationships or their career and money or life purpose. Those are all the big topics. But underneath that, my perspective is more about your spiritual growth and your soul growth, because you can grow in so many different ways. But if you are not in alignment with your soul's gifts and who you are as a spiritual being, things won't feel like they really click. It'll still feel like you're off on something. And it does take an openness and a willingness to realize maybe you were off on something, or maybe you didn't realize you had certain gifts, or you were overly focused on the material world, the physical world, and you weren't really in alignment with your own spiritual self and who you're here to be spiritually and your values and your sense of self. I remember years ago, I did a session. It was a group session, which, again, I don't do those anymore, but it was maybe like five people. And this one gal really wanted to know about her relationship status. And I could see just from interacting with her, she only wanted one answer. She could only hear one answer. And in her chart, it was showing that she was really meant to be healing some stuff about her relationships and her inability to be open and her inability to be vulnerable. And she wasn't wanting to hear that, right? And so I found myself stopping myself. It's like I can give someone information, but that doesn't mean they can hear it. And what do you say to someone who only wants to hear one thing? And I told her, well, you know, you can meet somebody anywhere, but have you met yourself? Do you know who you are and what you need in a relationship? And she was like, oh, yeah, of course I do. I'm 52. Of course I know. Da-da-da. And it's like, okay, great. Well, what I'm seeing in your chart is that really your relationship energy is coming back to you and understanding more about yourself, and that when you're going deeper into that, you're really going to meet the right person who reflects back to you the love you really want. And she goes, so I'm going to meet somebody. As you know, you can meet somebody anywhere. There's people all over this earth. Just make sure you've met yourself first. And she was just happy to hear that she was going to be in a relationship again, which I never said. But I didn't not say it either. So you get – still makes me laugh. It's just interesting because there's a sense here that, of course, there's certain things in our lives that really matter to us. It's the right partner. It's a fulfilling job. It's financial security, a good home. Maybe it's kids. Maybe it's travel, et cetera. All these things matter. But that doesn't always mean that they show up on our timelines or that we've done enough of the work to really have those things happen. But astrology shows you that. So I took this situation to my mentor and I said, okay, this is what happened. And did I handle that right? And you know, what would you say about this and situation? And she looked at this gal's chart and she said, you know, she wasn't going to hear you say anything else. And I told my mentor, yeah, she kept pressing, like she was only wanting to hear that she was going to have a romantic relationship. And maybe she will, but that wasn't what her chart was saying. And the really good thing I learned is how, again, it's know your audience, but also stay in integrity and don't overpromise. You know, you can't, because none of us are God. I'm not God. I know God. I've talked to God, but none of us are God. It's more understanding that we have to trust what the information says, and you can do so in a loving and kind way, and also trust that somebody will either hear it or they won't hear it. And this gal, she very well could have been in another relationship, and maybe that relationship didn't work out. And then maybe she realizes, oh, wait, didn't that one astrologer tell me I have to meet myself? Maybe I didn't even meet myself yet. And maybe then she starts to go deeper into what that means. And maybe not. And so not having expectations, simply coming forward and offering something and setting it on the table is part of how you can help people on their path, and whether or not they receive it is their free will and their choice. And so this is one of the things that that astrologers or anyone in a healing practice has to practice, is that you simply lay something down at their feet and whatever they do with it is their choice. And there's so many other case studies I could tell you about this and what I've learned about this profession. But mostly I just want you to know that it can help you if it's of interest to you, if it's something that you want to pursue, and if you're willing to stay with it, to go a little bit deeper and understand more of it. So to get back to the title of this show, am I embarrassed to be an astrologer? I am so proud that I can even connect with people in this way. It is one of the best things that's happened to me. When I look back on all the people I've met, people who are clients have become really good friends. People have reached out to me. A few of them have become best friends. They've been contacts, and they've been people that I continually connect with, and whether that's for astrology or on personal levels. I found that it's my people. They get it on some level. You know, they get it even energetically. So astrology has been this incredible magnet that has brought forward the right people. And it is something that I love sharing and I love talking about. That's why I like to do the weekly podcast, because I believe it can help people understand more of their own journey, that they're not alone, that they're not the only one feeling something or going through something, and to bring them comfort with that. So all of this is why I wanted to do this show, just to help you understand a little bit more about perhaps what it means to be an astrologer and even the value of it. I hope this has been a good information for you. And I so appreciate you listening. I do have a live show every Wednesday. It is at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific time, and that's where we talk about the energies of the week ahead. So please join me. Also, you can connect with me on Facebook. I started my Facebook page really late, so I'm growing that, but I'm on Facebook as well, sharing astrology. But I appreciate your time, and I hope that this has brought you some good things to think about and consider for your path ahead. Thank you so much. Take good care.